Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Awakened Way: Making the Shift to a Divinely Guided Life by Suzanne Giesemann is a contemporary spirituality and personal growth guide that aims to help readers live with a steadier sense of inner connection and guidance. Positioned as both a manual and an assessment, it focuses on shifting from feeling empty, disconnected, or reactive to living with greater purpose, love, and trust in a deeper source of wisdom. Giesemann, known for her work as a spiritual teacher and evidential medium, frames awakening as practical rather than abstract, a way of perceiving and responding to everyday life that can be learned and practiced. The book draws on spiritual principles while also referencing modern interest in consciousness and the nature of reality, encouraging readers to test insights through experience. Its overall purpose is to offer tools, reflections, and repeatable practices that support a stable, divinely guided orientation to relationships, creativity, and life's challenges. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, awakening as a lived shift from despair to inner fullness. A central theme is that awakening is not reserved for rare mystical moments, but is a sustainable shift in how a person experiences life. The book presents the movement from emptiness and despair toward a fullness rooted in connection as the practical outcome of awakening. Rather than treating difficult emotions as failures, it encourages readers to see them as signals that attention has narrowed to fear, separation, or fixed identity. From that starting point, The Awakened Way becomes a choice to reorient toward a broader perspective in which meaning, love, and guidance are available even during uncertainty. This topic matters because it positions spirituality as functional. It is meant to change how you handle ordinary stress, relationships, setbacks, and decisions. The manual-like approach reinforces that insight is strengthened through repetition, not mere belief. By emphasizing a shift in perception and response, the book aligns awakening with increased resilience, a clearer sense of purpose, and an ability to meet life with greater grace rather than constant self-protection. Secondly, transcending limiting belief systems and the pull of habitual thinking, Giesemann highlights the way belief systems can quietly shape experience, often keeping people stuck in anxious loops, rigid identities, or a sense of isolation. The book uses a memorable shorthand for these limiting patterns, aiming to help readers recognize when they are operating from inherited assumptions rather than present awareness. This topic is not simply about adopting new beliefs, it is about loosening the grip of mental habits that make guidance harder to perceive. It involves noticing stories the mind repeats about unworthiness, scarcity, or control, and then choosing a different orientation rooted in trust and connection. The practical value is discernment. Readers are encouraged to test what is true through direct experience and inner observation rather than automatically accepting fear-based conclusions. This emphasis supports a more flexible and compassionate mindset, where people can respond to life's challenges without being dominated by old conditioning. By framing limiting beliefs as something that can be witnessed and transcended, the book offers a pathway toward clearer choices and more authentic self-expression. Thirdly, practical tools for daily connection with guidance. Another important topic is the book's focus on practices that can be applied in everyday life, not only in formal spiritual settings. Presented as how-to steps within a manual-like structure, these tools are intended to help readers cultivate a consistent sense of connection and inner alignment. The emphasis is on repeatable methods, such as quieting the mind, sensing into the heart, and checking whether a choice feels aligned with love, peace, and clarity rather than fear or compulsion. The assessment aspect of the book supports self-honesty by helping readers notice where they are disconnected and what tends to pull them off center. This practical orientation matters because many spirituality books inspire but do not train. Here, the intent is to provide a workable path that can be integrated into routines, decisions, and relationships. The result is a shift from seeking occasional signs to living as someone who regularly consults inner guidance, builds trust through practice, and becomes more responsive to subtle insight over time. Fourthly, integrating ancient wisdom with modern interest in consciousness. The book situates its message in a broader conversation that includes both long-standing spiritual teachings and contemporary curiosity about consciousness and reality. Rather than presenting spirituality as anti-intellectual, it frames awakening as compatible with inquiry and personal verification. This integration is part of what makes the approach accessible to readers who want spiritual depth without feeling forced into dogma. The key point is not to prove metaphysical claims in a strict scientific sense, but to encourage an evidence-oriented attitude in one's own life. Observe what happens when you practice presence, compassion, and alignment, and note the changes in perception, relationships, and well-being. By bridging these worlds, the book appeals to readers who value both intuition and discernment. It also reinforces the idea that guidance is not merely an external authority, but an aspect of consciousness that becomes clearer as attention stabilizes. This topic supports the book's larger goal of helping readers develop a grounded spirituality that feels practical, contemporary, and personally testable. Lastly, living with purpose, creativity, and love in relationships, The Awakened Way is presented not as a retreat from the world, but as a richer engagement with it, expressed through purpose, creativity, and more loving relationships. The book emphasizes that spiritual awakening should show up in how a person listens, speaks, forgives, sets boundaries, and collaborates, not only in private contemplation. A divinely guided life, in this framing, is one in which actions increasingly reflect values like compassion, honesty, and service, while also allowing vibrant creativity and joy. This topic is important because it counters the misconception that spiritual growth is primarily inward or solitary. Instead, relationships become a training ground, where old triggers reveal themselves, and new responses can be practiced. Purpose is treated as something that unfolds through alignment, where meaningful contribution becomes more natural as fear-based striving softens. By connecting guidance to everyday love and creative expression, the book offers a vision of awakening that is humane and lived, helping readers bring spiritual insight into the places where it matters most. In conclusion, The Awakened Way is best suited for spiritual seekers who want more than inspiration and are looking for practical structure to support a lasting shift in how they live. It can be especially relevant for readers who feel disconnected, stuck in habitual fear or limiting beliefs, or drawn to the idea of divine guidance but unsure how to access it consistently. The primary benefits are experiential readers are encouraged to cultivate steadier awareness, learn to recognize when they have been pulled into reactive patterns, and apply repeatable practices that restore a sense of inner connection. Intellectually, the book offers a coherent frame for understanding awakening as a functional change in perception rather than a vague ideal. What helps it stand out in a crowded spirituality category is its combination of manual and assessment elements and its emphasis on integrating spiritual wisdom with contemporary interest in consciousness. Instead of focusing on lofty claims, it repeatedly returns to what changes in daily life choices, relationships, purpose, and the ability to meet challenges with more grace. For readers who value grounded spirituality that can be practiced and tested, it offers a clear pathway toward living with greater trust, love, and meaningful direction. If you would like to support Suzanne Giesemann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.